You're listening to SBS News.
A second COVID-19 vaccine developed by the American biotech company Moderna has been approved by the European Union. The bloc's drug regulator and executive commission have both authorised the vaccine for the EU's 27 member nations. Chairman of the Dutch Medicines Evaluation Board, Ton de Boer, says Moderna's vaccine is likely to be effective against a more transmissible coronavirus variant that has emerged in the UK.
We expect this vaccine, as Pfizer said for theirs, to be just as effective for the English variant of the virus, but that still needs to be confirmed by research, and the manufacturer is working to see if we can know for certain.
Meanwhile, the rollout of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has already begun across the bloc, but many have criticised the slow pace of inoculations. In France, the government is defending the vaccination strategy that has been criticised as being too slow, saying the vaccine recipient pool is being widened. Nursing home residents and healthcare workers are already being injected, while 600 vaccination centres are set to be established across the country later in the month to help people over the age of 75 get vaccinated. In the UK, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has told Parliament there was no other option but for the country to return to a nationwide lockdown.
When the Office of National Statistics reports that more than 2% of the population is now infected, and when the number of patients in hospitals in England is now 40% higher than the first peak in April, it is inescapable that the facts are changing and we must change our response. And so we have no choice but to return to a national lockdown in England, with similar measures being adopted by the devolved administrations.
Lawmakers were recalled from their Christmas recess to discuss the return to lockdown, which sees a national closure of gyms, pubs, restaurants and non-essential shops. The British government has also announced 7 new large-scale coronavirus vaccination hubs across the country in an endeavour to meet the Johnson government's target of vaccinating 14 million people by February. London, Stevenage, Manchester, Bristol, Newcastle, Surrey and Birmingham will have vaccination centres which are set to start operating next week. Multiple venues, such as the Etihad Tennis Centre, Ashton Gate Stadium and Epsom Downs Racecourse, will be converted into mass vaccination hubs. Member of the British Medical Association, Dr. Tom Dolphin, says healthcare workers need to be vaccinated first to prevent the healthcare system descending into chaos.
It's the old thing of, you know, put the oxygen mask on yourself before you help others. We've got to keep the NHS running, otherwise we're not going to be able to help the other people in other categories who are currently category one for the priority vaccine rollout. We need to make sure that healthcare workers are protected so that the NHS can continue looking after everybody.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the first shipment of the coronavirus vaccine, developed by Moderna, is en route to the country. The Israeli Health Ministry is receiving 6 million doses. Mr. Netanyahu says vaccine priority will be given to people who will have difficulty travelling to vaccination hubs.
A few days ago, I spoke with Moderna CEO Stefan Bancel, and tomorrow the first shipment of Moderna vaccines is scheduled to arrive in Israel. We will give these vaccines to people who cannot reach the HMO, who are isolated in their homes or who, for any other reason, cannot reach the injection sites. This is Moderna's first shipment. More will come. I am working to bring millions of additional vaccines to the citizens of Israel so that we can get out of the corona pandemic once and for all.
The arrival of vaccine doses comes amid plans by authorities to impose a strict lockdown at midnight Israeli time between Thursday and Friday. In the US state of Florida, an investigation is underway into a More Life health system-run nursing home following reports that it administered COVID-19 vaccines to wealthy donors and members of a country club, along with its residents and employees. The New York Post and Washington Post are reporting vaccinations were given to members of the Palm Beach Country Club, whose foundation donated at least $75,000 to More Life since 2015, according to tax records. Sonia Lal, SBS News.